The bakers of that good Weber's bread present your all-star Western Theater.
Drifting along, singing a song under a western moon.
From Hollywood comes your all-star Western Theater, starring America's great Western singers, Hoy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, bringing you the music, the stories, and the spirit of the great open spaces. Now, here are the Riders of the Purple Sage.
Thank you, friends. This is Foy Willing with a great big Western welcome to all of you.
And a Western story and some of the finest Western songs to go with it. Right, Foy?
That's right, Terry. And we'd like to break out with a beautiful ballad to prove it.
This is one of your own songs, isn't it?
It's one that Sid Robin and I wrote together, and it's called I Cried Myself to Sleep Over You.
I cried myself to sleep over you. I'm wondering, dear, if you miss me too. My heart can't see why we should be apart. Sometimes I could forget you, it seems. But there you are again in my dream. Then comes the dawn, I'll find you gone, sweetheart. Life was one sweet happiness, no worries dear, no fears. Now I face a lonely room, my pillow soaked with tears. My darling, won't you please tell me where? I'll hold you in my arms once again, until you do. I'll cry myself to sleep over you. sweet happiness. No worries, dear, no fear. Now I face a lonely room, my pillow soaked with tears. My darling, won't you please tell me when I'll hold you in my arms once again. Until you do, I'll cry myself to sleep.
Easy on the ears, isn't it, folks? The boys singing, I mean. People tell us that songs by the Riders of the Purple Sage really put them in the mood for life in the wide open spaces. You know, practically everybody seems to have a hankering for the great outdoors. Maybe that's why Weber's bread is so popular. This plump, soft loaf in the bright blue gingham wrapper has a taste that's fresh as all outdoors. Weber's bread is good bread. Weber's bread doesn't pretend to be anything else. Fine ingredients, vitamins, minerals, and baking skill make it just the bread your appetite is looking for at mealtimes. Or between meals, for that matter. You see, Weber's bread tastes good. So good you can almost make a meal of it. Why don't you try a loaf? We know you'll like it. Remember the name, Weber's bread. Remember the wrapper, bright blue gingham. Now back to your all-star Western Theater.
The Riders of the Purple Sage have made millions of friends through their recordings, as well as through their pictures and radio show. Here's one of the songs they recorded for Capitol that's guaranteed to please anyone, anywhere, any way, and the title, Anytime.
Anytime you're feeling lonely, anytime you're feeling blue, anytime you feel downhearted, that will prove your love for me is true. Anytime you're thinking about me, that's the time I think of you. Anytime you say you want me back again, that's the time I'll come back home to you. Anytime you're feeling lonely, anytime you're feeling blue, anytime you feel downhearted, that will prove your love for me is true. Anytime you're thinking about me, that's the time I'll think of you. Anytime you say you want only my love, that's the time I'll come back home to you.
Boy, I'll bet we could use another helping of that smooth, sweet music that you and the Riders of the Purple Sage do so well.
Well, Terry, how do you think the folks would like a waltz?
Why, I don't see how it could miss.
Well, here's one that I kind of like. I'm Waltzing with a Broken Heart.
I'm waltzing with a broken heart, 'cause I'm dancing my last waltz with you. You're telling me that we must part, that you're sorry, but... as they go dancing by. How little they know I'm so ready to cry. I'm waltzing with a broken heart, 'cause I'm dancing my last waltz with you.
This is the time for Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage to bring you another of their stories of this great wide land we call the West. Today's story is a straight shooting yarn they call Gunsmoke. The days may be gone when Westerners come to town wearing a .45, but out on the desert lands and in the wide mountain ranges, guns are still a part of a cowhand's equipment. A rifle slung to the saddle and a Colt in a low holster are common sights. And it's taken for granted that any rider worth his pay knows how to throw lead when the situation calls for it. Foy Willing remembers a time when he and the boys ran into a gun-slinging situation far up in the Mogollon Rim country in Arizona. The cliffs and canyons are as straight and rough as the men who ride the rim rock. But the river valleys are belly-deep in grass the year-round, and the cattle that run the open range are the fattest and finest white faces you ever saw. Foy and the Riders of the Purple Sage were spending a little time with the Rocking Jay, getting the feel of the saddle again and giving a helping hand at roundup time to that grand old cattleman, Sunshine Johnson. They hadn't figured on this gunplay that our story's about, but here's the way it happened.
There's another one, Foy. That does it. You got every darn one of them.
Yeah, it looks like I shot up every 10 can on the ranch, but it's good practice.
Well, you're done practicing now. You shot yourself out of target.
Well, we got work to do anyhow. Here comes Sunshine now. He'll have a job for us for sure.
Sure feels good to be back working spread again, doesn't it?
Sure does. But I got a hunch when the roundup's over, you'll be glad to head back to Hollywood.
Ah, I'm a cowhand from way back. I'm going to retire and run me a ranch somewhere.
Well, there.
Howdy, Sunshine.
Morning, Foy. Howdy, Al.
Howdy, Sunshine.
Got a job for us, Sunshine?
None of you get hurt and all that shooting?
Nah, Foy was knocking off 10 cans.
Slug might have ricocheted and killed some stuff.
Oh, I was shooting into that hill.
Might have set fire to the grass.
With all the water you got here? Well, the grass is too green to burn.
Might have a dry year, though. Scares me just to think about it.
You know, it's easy to see why they call you Sunshine.
Well, the good Lord put a lot of trouble in this world, Foy. I figure I got to get mine sooner or later, and to worry.
Well, why don't you wait until some trouble happens and then worry?
Oh, I got me plenty of trouble right now. Hey, you know that little box canyon on the river trail?
Sure.
Boys tell me that there's 20, 30 strays in there. Somebody's going to have to go down there and just drive them on out.
Well, that's easy. Al and I are all saddled up. We'll get them.
I sure do hate to ask you, Foy.
No trouble at all. That's an easy ride.
If a horse stumbles on that river trail, you might get pitched right over the darn cliff.
Doggone it, Sunshine. You'll have me crying in a minute. Come on, Al. Let's go get that stock.
Well, I'll ride with you, Foy. There ain't no telling what might happen.
Okay. I'll drop these guns by the ranch house.
No. Bring them along. I seen a cougar on that trail 2 years ago. Sure would hate to meet one of them cats and not have no guns along.
Easy, boy. You know, Sunshine, you got the most beautiful ranch and the finest stock in the whole Rim country. You've got plenty of money, you're healthy, and you're fairly good-looking. What are you always worrying about?
Well, I'm afraid something terrible will happen and I'll lose the whole dadgum shebang.
Ah, you might as well give up, boy. Come on, let's go pick up those strays.
Get
on.
Okay.
Oh, come on. Hey, get out of here. Help.
There's the canyon.
Well, it looks like the herd's all there, but I won't be happy till I get them counted and branded. If they were... Wait. Yonder's that cougar, Foy. See him? On that rock ledge?
There he is.
He's sure a big one.
He's watching that beef.
Shoot him, Foy. You're the only one who brought a rifle.
Yeah.
That must be 300 yards.
Well, you've been practicing all morning. Go ahead and drill him. Okay.
Good shot. That's one cat I won't have to worry no more about.
Put the gun down. Everybody down.
Somebody is shooting at us.
You know what? You're exactly right, Sunshine.
He can't hit us while we're behind these rocks. Move over. Let me get
it. Yeah, but he's sure trying.
I seen the smoke over there. I seen it right then. Give me a coat, boy.
Here.
I'll just dust off that ledge where he's at. Maybe I can smoke him out.
Hey, he ain't shooting back. Maybe you got him.
I'll go have me a look.
Well, that's a little silly for anybody as cautious as you, Sunshine.
What you mean?
If I were you, I'd stick my hat out first.
Why, that's a $40 stutching, you darn idiot.
Okay, then stick yourself out.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'll try the hat. There.
See what I mean?
This is ridiculous, being shot at on my own ranch.
Who do you reckon it might be?
Well, we had a little trouble with rustlers not long ago. They just drive them trucks right through the fence along the road, and then they take off a few head at a time.
Well, maybe we got a rustler creed.
Can't understand it. I had Lane, my foreman, to hire some armed guards and patrol the ranch.
Well, there's three of us. We might spread out and rush him.
We only got the rifle and your coat. We didn't ever have much trouble before. I got clean out of the habit of packing hardware.
All right, throw down your guns and come out of there. I got you covered.
He's got a lot of nerve bluffing three of us.
Keeps on shooting. He's going to stampede them strays. I'm going to find out who he is. Hey! Hey, who are you?
Guard for the Rockin' City and Deputy Sheriff. You're all under arrest.
Why, you darn fool, I own the Rockin' J. I'm Johnson.
Then, Joe, better stand up. Let me take a look at you.
I better go out and show him who I am. Just stay down.
Yeah. I'll go, and he's got plenty of nerve.
Oh, Sunshine's brave enough, as long as he's got a few worries to keep him happy.
Yeah, the old guy's coming down off the rock.
Yeah, I guess we're okay. Let's go on out. And catch up our horses, Al. We'll need them.
Right, boy.
Well, I reckon I gave you all a bad time there. But Mr. Lane, he told me not to take no chances with suspicious characters. And you all looked mighty suspicious to me.
Well, I'll have to tell Lane about this or just worry myself silly, wondering if my riders is going to get shot with a gun.
Well, I wouldn't have pulled down on you, but there I am all peaceful and a slug comes sailing past me and like to part at my hair.
That was Foy here shooting at a cougar. It's been after our cattle for a couple of years.
I guess we can forgive you, old-timer. But let's get our horses and get these strays out.
That's a good idea. Sure are milling around.
Yeah, that shooting got them all excited.
I'll be worried till we get them calmed down and on the way.
Hey, them critters are stampeding.
Those shots finally set them off.
Well, come on, let's get to the horses.
Over here, Al.
Come on,
here. Get over
here. Come on, get over here.
Spread out, boys. Turn them.
All right, they're heading for that river trail. We'll lose every darn one of them if they stampede into there.
Come on, son. We'll cut them off.
We won't never make it in time, boy.
No, I guess not.
If we can only turn them from it.
When I get this gun loaded, I'm going to scare them into turning.
Might work. They already gunshot.
We can't wait much longer or they'll hit that trail. Come on, boys. Come on, run.
Get up, Barry.
Let's go.
They're breaking a little. That worked, boy. It worked. They're turning. Come on, ride them into a turn. Did you boys get enough to eat tonight?
Oh, we sure did. I couldn't even eat another piece of pie.
Well, now can't eat more pie, Sunshine. He's really satisfied.
Well, I sure do want to thank you fellas for helping me bring in them strays this afternoon. I'm sorry we got into so much trouble.
That's all right. It was like the old days must have been when the West was wild.
Well, if it was any wilder then than it was today, I'm glad I wasn't around.
Well, I thought you were going to retire to a cattle ranch, Al.
I changed my mind. I'm taking the next train back to Hollywood.
Yes, sir.
You know, sometimes I think I'd like to move to the city myself. Wouldn't have to worry none about water and feed for the stock and the price of beef.
Oh, the city folks got a few worries of their own, Sunshine.
Oh, I reckon you're right. But they don't never get to sit out on the porch like this of a evening and just watch the sun go down over the rim country.
Well, on the other hand, they ain't dodging bullets and stampedes.
Well, now, that's a little bit unusual these days. You know, that's the first time in years that I've been shot at. I haven't even worn a gun lately.
What's that you're packing now, Sunshine?
Oh, I just strapped on my coat when we come home tonight. I got to thinking about the rustlers and all them guards that I hired, and I got kind of worried.
I cleaned my gun and put it away. I'll probably never use it as much as I did today.
What in the tarnation is that?
Sounds like shooting. Lots of it.
Down by the road.
Hey, Mr. Johnson. Hey, Johnson, come around.
It's the old-timer.
What's going on?
The rustlers. Guards caught them busting your fence down the road.
What?
There's a whole pack of them. They're throwing lead all over the canyon.
Get your guns and horses, boys. Here we go again.
Hurry. There's a whole bunch of them. And I'm worried.
You're worried? What about me?
Well, folks, ever see a sunrise on the desert? Ever watch the sun's glow come gliding down the mountains, waking up the mesquite and the sage, lighting each rock and each bush? Well, I'll tell you, it's a sight to make most folks feel glad they're alive. A desert sunrise is one of the few things in life worth getting up extra early for, which makes it related in a way to crisp, toasted Weber's bread. Now, there's another mighty pleasant way to start the day, serving Weber's toast. But, folks, we don't want to rave about Weber's bread, even if it is something to rave about. We just want to tell you Weber's bread is good bread. Good for breakfast, good for supper, good anytime. We just want you to try Weber's bread. Taste it and enjoy it. See if Weber's fresh, new baked bread flavor doesn't help start the day right, just like a desert sunrise. And remember, folks, Weber's bread comes to you in a bright blue gingham wrapper. Buy a loaf soon. Won't you? Now back for All-Star Western Theater.
Well, it's grand finale time in the All-Star Western Theater. Foy Willing, the Riders of the Purple Sage, the orchestra, and a song of the West to ring down the curtain. What's today's choice, boy?
One of the best of them all, Terry. Prairie Echoes.
Prairie Echo.
Prairie Echo.
In the still of the blue. Hear the sigh of the west wind a-calling. While the world's asleep, you'll hear willows weep in the dew. Stars shining bright, far in the night, hear the clouds wail. Of the trail. Prairie Echo,
Prairie Echo,
as you wander alone, while the deep purple shadows are falling, you'll be scheming of, you'll be dreaming of.
Wander alone
while the deep purple shadows are falling. You'll be scheming of, you'll be dreaming of going
back to the home ranch again, friends. We're glad you could ride along with us, and we hope you make it again next week. This is Foy Willing speaking for Al Sloy, Johnny Ball, Scotty Harrell, Bud Siebert, the riders of the Purple Sage, and saying thanks to our musical arranger, Jerry Vaughn, for his music, and to Barton Yarbrough and Fred Howard, who helped us tell our story today. So long, friends, and easy going.
Hollywood, you've heard your all-star Western Theater, a V.M. Bear production starring America's great Western singers, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage.
Your all-star Western Theater is presented each Saturday night at this time by the bakers of that good Weber's bread. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.
KHJ and KHJ-FM, the Don Lee stations, Los Angeles.